All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here's Crom's commentary.
Michael, it's interesting when somebody calls somebody un-American and somebody else says, oh, you're un-American. No, you're un-American. I think the question that we have to first start with is, what is it to be un-American? Is it possible? Is it possible to be un-American in a country that is built on the idea of tolerance? And I believe it is possible to be un-American, because if our country was built on the notion of tolerance and limited government and individual rights, then a person who wants to overthrow all of our basic principles and underlying values is by definition un-American. Now, I look at two groups now. I look at the media, and I look at the Democrat Party in Washington, D.C., the National Democrat Party. I'm not going to get into the question of the local Democrat Party. We could, but that's not the point of this commentary. But I want to talk about a story I just found in Western Journal about CNN Plus. The Western Journal has uncovered some information, gotten some information from some people who are in, or they're reporting on information that Axios got from the bowels of CNN on how they came to decide to do CNN Plus in the first place. And this is how completely out of touch the people at CNN are. And I say, and I'm tying the CNN to the Democrat Party, because they are both organizations that exist in Washington, D.C. and run up the East Coast to New York City, and then you have to fly over the entire country to get out to California, where the Democrat Party operates pretty much the same way that it does in Washington and in New York. But here's, I'm going to quote this. On Tuesday, Axios, this is from the Western Journal, on Tuesday, Axios published a March 22 pitch from CNN Plus executives about their expectations for the streaming platform. Among the hilariously wrong-headed projections, that there were 29 million CNN superfans that would lead the platform to $800 million in annual profits, more money than the entire cable network. It turned out they launched with 10,000 subscribers. Now, here's the great difficulty with this, is that I don't believe that CNN personnel understand just how wrong-headed their thinking is, and then therefore their broadcast. But then you take that and connect that to the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party yesterday, Mayorkas announced that they were going to essentially set up, I'm going to change the name of it slightly, but it doesn't matter much, the Thought Police and Speech Control Department, where it is in the name of national security and domestic tranquility, the Department of Homeland Security under Biden is going to set up a department that oversees what they call misinformation and disinformation, which and then the person they put in charge of it is a complete idiot. I don't know if she's an idiot in the sense that she has no brains, but her understanding of America and what makes it work and why we are prosperous, she is devoid of that information, and so therefore, she may not be an idiot, but she is certainly a fool. But she, in the position she's in, she's dangerous until the courts slap her down. I would imagine that if Anthony Fauci weighed in on this, Anthony Fauci would say the courts should have no business regulating speech. Who do they think they are? That would be Anthony Fauci's position, because he thinks the courts should not oversee a bureaucracy of the executive branch. And so what we have is, so Fauci, in my opinion, falls under the definition of an un-American person because he doesn't understand how America works. Biden is un-American, and Mayorkas is certainly un-American. In fact, I would even go so far as to say that they're anti-American. They're trying to destroy the very core and the values of our country that have made us a free people and a prosperous people. And CNN is to me it's a great example in a 90-day period of just completely wrong-headed thinking based on facts that do not exist.
Well, that is an outstanding commentary.